Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Make Me Wait, written and read by Cheryl Blue. I liked rough sex. The kind that left finger marks on my throat and carpet burns on my knees. I liked it when you dominated me and told me to do what you say. I liked it because I was usually in charge. I usually called the shots. I usually got my way. But you gave me a run for my money. You gave me what I needed. You put me in my place. You made me feel submissive for once. Your favourite way to begin involved me removing every item of my clothing and standing in front of you, butt naked. You would order me to stand still whilst you inspected me, examined me, perved over me. I would stand as still as I could, nipples erect in anticipation, face flushed, vulnerable. After the inspection was over, you would handcuff my hands behind my back and get me to kneel on the floor. I loved the coldness of the cuffs against my wrists. I loved the restraint. Once on the floor, you would take your right hand and open it as wide as you could, and then you would deliver a firm, hard smack on my naked ass. I'd groan a little. Then you'd deliver three more in quick succession. I felt naughty. I was a bad girl. I needed to be spanked, and you knew it. You reached for the blindfold. It was a satin material, black. Hands still cuffed firmly behind my back, you stood behind me and put the blindfold on. Instantly, my senses heightened. I felt the material so intensely in front of my eyes, and when you grabbed me by the chin and forced your tongue into my mouth, the feeling was major. Your tongue attack was not sensual. It was urgent and rough. You forced your tongue to the back of my throat. I gagged. You pulled my hair and yanked my head back. You removed your tongue from my mouth and then spat in it. I had a mouthful of your spit. You let go of my head and I could hear you fumbling with your trousers. I heard them land in a heap at your feet, and then I heard the pang of elastic as you removed your pants. You ordered me to open my mouth. I did. You shoved your cock in. You were big. I couldn't take it all in. You tried to force it. I choked a little. You laughed. I giggled. I felt violated when you tried to ram it in again, forcing me to gag once more. You liked to push it. I was so turned on. You told me to spread my legs. Given the position I was already in, kneeled on the floor, I managed to shuffle them open just a few inches. I felt your fingers work their way around my pussy. Then you shoved one up. I gasped. You pulled my head back by my hair and spat in my mouth again, whilst finger fucking me like your life depended on it. You added another finger. I could feel my wetness. I was so open. I was blindfolded and totally at your mercy. The rough tonguing started again, jabbing away at my mouth with yours, your fingers still fucking me still handcuffed, naked and blindfolded. I wanted to come, but you wouldn't let me. You pulled your finger out, backed away from my mouth. My pussy was yearning for you. I so badly wanted to come, but you told me I had to wait. If you like this, you can find more of my work at tintedblue.com or hear more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.